Now, I know the area too, and as you said at the beginning, you're in the shadow of St. Colman's Cathedral there in Cork. Speaking of which, any sign of the peregrine falcons?
Our poor peregrine falcons. Last year, it was their teenage son, I think, that disrupted any plans of a romantic interlude followed by raising another family.
Explain that, will you, Jim? So there's been a pair nesting in the belfry there for how many years?
There has. Well, they've only been nesting there that we know of for the last 3 years. There's been evidence of them in breeding mode before that, but we could never prove it. But our colleague and friend of the programme, Alan Farrell, he went to the bother of carting up about 90 kilograms of gravel and made a nesting platform in one of the little turrets on the spire. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, they took to it. First year, they raised 2 chicks, no problem. And then last year, one of the chicks from the previous year, the male, he turned up halfway through their courtship, which takes a bit of time before they get down to the business of mating and laying eggs and all that. And he seems to have disrupted the whole thing because the female started bringing the teenager food.
Oh, dear.
And I know I try to avoid being anthropomorphic, but it looked very like the male got fed up with this and disappeared. And Junior hung out with Mom. At one stage, it looked like Mom and Junior were engaging in some courtship behaviour. And we were saying we can't tell the clergy in St. Colman's Cathedral that this sort of thing is going on the spire of their cathedral. But anyway, the whole thing broke down eventually and they did not breed last year. So we've been watching them. The male and female were around over the winter. Alan got back up because our camera, we have a camera set up trained on the platform. And we think last year, quite possibly, the young bird attacked it and ripped one of the antenna off. So we had to get that replaced, which we did. And we're up and running now. We won't be streaming live. We may do if we're very sure that they've got eggs or chicks. We're not going to make the mistake of announcing all this and have the same thing happen again. But we'll be keeping an eye on it and posting some clips. And so far, so good. And just yesterday evening at dusk, the female lands in onto the platform and she starts calling. It's a really loud sound. And inside the enclosure of the little turret, you get that sort of echo feel to her calls. And next thing, the male arrives. And what they do is they stand over a little scrape in the gravel that they've made. They don't build a nest with twigs and all that sort of thing. And then it's like a face-off. The two of them face each other, heads slightly bowed and beaks almost touching. You can tell the male from the female because he's about one-third smaller than the female, hence then the old falconry name for a male was a tersel, which meant smaller by a third. And they would then start this not very musical, I would call it courtship song, not musical to our ears anyway. And they just go on and on and on and on. And I watched them for over 6 minutes yesterday evening and they hardly budge. They were so still. Our camera is motion activated so that it only comes on when someone lands in or does something. They were so still that the camera eventually decided there was nothing going on there and shut itself off. I could still see it live. It was amazing. And then eventually off they went. But it was the female who initiated it. I thought that was very interesting. She came in, started the calling, then he arrives in and then they set up this kind of standoff and or face off and start their song.
And quite a song it is, Jim. I'd never really heard that before. It's remarkable. I don't think it's going to be the star of our Dawn Chorus programme this year, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
But it's quite amazing. I never knew they did that. Really quite intense.
You can hear it all over the town. It is so loud. And I think it's because they're at the top of the food chain and they're not worried about anyone finding out that they're in the area, you know, come and take me on. Nobody's going to go near a peregrine falcon.
Well, listen, we will watch this space, as they say. Yeah. And if you decide to stream live, then we'll carry it on the website. How does that sound?
That sounds like a great idea.
All right, Jim. Well, listen, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
That's pretty much all we have time for. Don't forget, you can visit the website anytime you like. rte.ie/minima. Thanks to Amy Launa, Richard Collins, Niall Hatch, Terry Flanagan and Jim Wilson. We'll do it all again next week. Until then, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.